Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. We go to Leon, who's in Detroit next year on 97.1. What's up, Leon?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Called with a quick champ and chump.
Mm-hmm.
My champ is the Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Rams football game as a whole. It was the most entertaining game I saw yesterday.
Okay.
And in perfect world, the Lions won. But contrary to you, Doug, I think Matthew Stafford played great. But the Lions played greater. Jared Goff played greater. Just a good game. I really enjoyed it. My chump is a little bit off the beaten track, and I'm a week late because of the holiday. Would be specifically the Boston Red Sox. But more generally, any baseball team that even when you're having a bullpen day, you pull a pitcher that's pitching well. Boston pulled the pitcher who was pitching a perfect game. 12 up, 12 down, Lions come back and win. Tigers come back and win. I don't understand that, and I'd be interested to know what you guys think about that.
Well, I mean, if you're doing a bullpen day, well, two things. One is I spoke very highly of Stafford. Maybe he's confusing me for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I
praised his toughness, but that's as far as we're going
to
go with
it. Yeah, I thought he played very well and continue to be impressed with him as a quarterback. And there were some mistakes, sure, and the Lions could have made it worse, but I think he's pretty damn good. As far as the bullpen day, I mean, look, if you're dedicated to doing a bullpen day, that means there's probably going to be needs for these pitchers again soon. Like, you can't. If you got a guy coming out of the bullpen, I'd have to go back and look at the circumstances. You know, who was it? How many pitches had he thrown? How many pitches does he typically throw? When's the last time he pitched? Is he on short rest? Is he on normal rest? What's the plan for the next day? There's a lot that goes into it. So if it's a bullpen day, by design, you've already committed to not using this pitcher, for more than a certain period of time. But I would have to go back and look at the circumstances, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's so many variables that go into a bullpen day.
Yeah, I get it. Fans want to see a guy when somebody's doing something special, you want to see him continue to do it. But if somebody's only thrown, you know, his high pitched count is 50 or 60 and he's already there, you're not going to continue to burn that because you're managing the arm. It's just baseball's different. It's a different way of doing things now than it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Way different.
248-539-9797. All right, Gator, I said we would get to what happened in the division. I got to be honest, the Friday night Jordan Love injury and then the spreading of the internet slow motion video and quick diagnosis of you can see it pop. You can see the ACL pop right there. I mean, it was kind of funny, but the injury's not funny. I mean, the analysis, how everybody was diagnosing it based on the slow motion replay.
And they're wrong.
Yeah. But the thing about it is it's a stark reminder of how delicate success is in the NFL. And I am put in a very strange place now because I have two competing things going on. I have taken a beating for me endorsing a quarterback prospect by the name of Malik Willis.
Yeah.
I have also talked about my absolute elite level paranoia that the Packers organization just does this. They just go out and get the next great quarterback. And typically they let him incubate in their system. And then they debut Aaron Rodgers after being around and backing up Brett Favre. And then they debut Jordan Love, who may or may not be, but last year was really scary to me how good he was. And now they've seen something. They saw something that they liked in Malik Willis. And he may be their starter now. And so I'm just going to own the L on Willis and hope he sucks.
Well, we know he's got the ability to run, which always terrifies Lions fans. And we've been scarred before. We understand that. But looks like Jordan Love's going to be out for a few games.
Mm-hmm.
That fortunately for him, it's not an ACL injury. It looks like an MCL sprain is what they're calling it. what the Packers decide to do, if it's moving on with Malik Willis, or maybe they go back and get Bailey Zappe, who I think was one of their final cuts, who does have starting experience. Maybe they'll do that. I don't know. But this is football, man. This happens.
Yep.
And if that means the Packers are going to start the season 0-4 or 0-5, so be it. I don't, you know, it's too bad. Jordan Love's a great player. I don't wish him any ill will. Hope he, you know, heals up, but I don't want the Packers to win. And the Packers are playing pretty good against the Eagles. They lost the game 34-29. And they put up a lot of offense, you know, over 400 yards in offense. They also gave up over 400 yards in offense to Philadelphia. So maybe the Packers aren't what some people thought that they were going to be. And with this injury, it's really going to crimp their style.
248-539-9797. Vikings got the job done.
That they did. Albeit, they're taking on the New York football Giants, and they're awful.
They very well might be dreadful.
Yeah, and the Vikings, they put up 319 yards in offense. It's not a ton. But Sam Darnold was effective. 19 out of 24 in the game. He was pretty efficient. And Aaron Jones ran the ball well. 14 carries for 94 yards. So you got a running back, and you got a quarterback who's throwing well, and you've got an offense you're facing that is completely impotent in what the Giants are throwing out there. So I'm not terribly concerned about the Vikings. I think it's the opponent. I mean, if you're picking a suicide pool, that was probably a good week to take the Vikings.
Did you take the Giants, Doug?
Yeah. Look, I just own the Malik Willis thing.
I was just making sure. Anyone wearing a winged helmet this past weekend did not have a good weekend. Yeah.
Not a good look for the Giants. So that uniform for them.
You didn't like that?
No.
You don't like the Canadians having relations with the Michigan Wolverines and
yeah, the Montreal Canadians / Wolverines. Yes. It was very bizarre.
It was a bit strange.
That was their love child uniform.
Yep.
That we saw.
Yep.
No, but the funny thing
is, by the way, thanks.
You're sorry.
Too soon?
Well, here, I'm going to give you some credit. Your quarterback, Malik Willis, is the only one who's got a chance still. I mean, Gator, you know, Zach Wilson's still sitting on the bench, you know, right now. Yeah. My guy, Trey Lance, I don't even know if he's on the roster with the Cowboys at this point, but those guys don't look like they've got a shot. Willis, though, Doug.
He's got a shot.
Until he re-signed Bailey's happy. But, yeah, it's a shot. He's got a chance. And then The Bears. Accidentally scored 24 points in a 24-17 win over the Titans, where they were trailing the entire game. Then they score a couple touchdowns in the fourth quarter thanks to defense and special teams efforts. It's what an awful debut for Caleb Williams.
When you say things like they stole a win, it's you know, when you credit them for making those plays, for blocking the punt, for intercepting. Well, that was kind of easy, but they created the pressure that led to the ridiculous thrown pass by Will Levis and the pick six. They created that pressure. But the Bears, who had become kind of a hot pick as maybe a sleeper team for the playoffs, they get the win, and good for them. But they're not. Their offense right now is still not striking fear into anyone. Now it's rookie's first start.
Yeah, but that rookie looked pretty good in the preseason. And he got to work with those starters in the preseason. So this isn't like a Lions situation where they didn't play their guys in the preseason. The Bears did. And Caleb Williams looked awful. Like, it looked like the game was totally sped up for him. But I would caution people. It's the first game of a young man's career.
Yep.
He has a ton of talent. I think he's going to get better. And unfortunately for the Lions, they don't play him till way late in the season.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Bridge in Farmington Hills. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Bridge?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bridge.
Okay, so until about 11:20 p.m. yesterday, my champ was Northern Illinois. Then the Lions happened.
Yeah.
And so my champ would be the O-line plus David Montgomery, you know. They just did a heck of a job, especially that last drive.
They're getting a lot of love today.
Shoved it down their throats. You know, they said, hey, you know what? Here we come. Try and stop us.
Yep.
And they just shoved it down their throats. So there's my champ. Champ, you know what? Nothing could be worse than what I saw yesterday at the Big House. That was absolutely pathetic. Like in everything, offense, defense, play calling, coaching, whatever you want to call it. It's all of that. I haven't been so depressed for a long time. But then I switched over and I saw the end of the Notre Dame game and they were playing and they were leading by 1 point. I said, two minutes to go and Notre Dame was just 1 point. Then Northern Illinois comes and wins the game. So most of my depression went away.
Your frustration was a little bit temporarily numbed.
That was a David Goliath situation.
Yep. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Amazing, very impressive stat that I can't wait to share with the people. We'll get to that at 1231 here on 97.1.